great souls, such as the soul that was Gandhi, for example, run the risk of great contamination. At the level of soul contact, a great soul deals not only with its own fear, its personal fear, but it also takes on the evolution of the collective fear of the species. The weight of that is where a great soul risks contamination on a great level. But its possibility of releasing the fear from the collective consciousness of the species also becomes possible. The consciousness of a great soul is symbolic of the larger consciousness, the macro consciousness, that holds the same values and fears and guilts. That macro consciousness might be the collective consciousness of the United States, or China, or Ethiopia. The many souls that form that collective are in continual dialogue with its own. The great soul is a person who has taken on the task of change. If he or she is able to transcend fear, to act out of courage, the whole of its group will benefit. And each one, in his or her own life, will suddenly be more courageous, though they might not see how or why. Not all souls accomplish the task that they have set for themselves. As you look at the individuals who are in major positions of influence upon our planet, you can see whether or not they are succeeding in their task of advancing humanity by the choices that they have made. Some have chosen to align themselves, like mannequins, with the dying consciousness of the five-sensory human that has existed within the collective consciousness of each of our nations. They have chosen, in other words, to represent a system that is disintegrating, and so their own systems are disintegrating before their eyes. Their comrades are corrupt. Their governments are corrupt. These souls represent a form of power that is no longer effective, but they have failed to understand that. They draw to themselves those whose consciousnesses are aligned symbolically and in terms of beliefs to their own. They choose to walk the shifting pattern of fear and selfishness. They exhibit great paranoid energy, and, therefore, they attract to themselves, their governments, and their militaries fellow human beings that have the same paranoid desire to destroy life, as if the destruction of life will save our planet. But it will not. Through the decisions that they have made, these souls have refused to acknowledge that the older forms of power, the perception of power as external, no longer will be tolerated upon the earth. Nonetheless, the evolution from external power to authentic power is occurring now in full force, and so their decisions affect only how that shift will take place. They have chosen the path of fear and doubt, of trauma and pain.